If I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to begin our post-race media availability for today's Food City 500. We are joined by the winning crew chief, Tyler Allen, for the number 54 Monster Energy Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Tyler, wow, incredible finish out there. Walk us through your call to get the track position for Ty and just your feelings on winning today's race.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible feeling, to be perfectly honest. We were on that last green flag run, and we had been discussing for a majority of that stint what we were going to do if the caution came out any given lap. As the laps closed down and having watched a couple of the races and knowing there was very little fall off, it was our preference to stay out. I had a short discussion with Ty when the caution came out, and he was on board, so we committed and got the win.
Fantastic. We're going to go ahead and open the floor for questions. If you have a question, we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with John and go to Trent.
John Newby, FanBuzz. I'm curious. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
But also, I'm curious, the relationship that you and Ty have, how has he kind of grown behind the wheel? Because I know early on, there was people in an upper, like, oh, they snapped at each other over the radio. But this race, even when, you know, you guys were just kind of coaching him, make it live, Blaney and Larson are banging off of each other. It's just a very calm, methodical approach. So how have you guys kind of changed that relationship over the last, you know, however long it's been?
I think it's a combination of both of us sort of maturing in our roles. Obviously, had 1 year of Xfinity or O'Reilly crew chief experience. But then to take on a young driver like Ty, it took us a while to get to know each other, and that was no surprise to me. He can get frustrated in there, and I tend to be a little more level. And if he's out there complaining about the race car, I'm trying to figure out what to do to fix the race car. But I think he's matured a lot. At the end of last year and at the beginning of this year, he's just shown a lot of maturity. And our relationship's been good. The cars have been fast. That always helps. And then to get this win, I think it kind of cements us together. We got each other's backs, and we've got a good thing going.
You're going to go to Trenton and then to Jordan.
Trenton, frontstretch.com. Congrats on the win. Kind of playing off of that, you know, just putting your faith in the driver putting his faith in you to make that call, whether it works or not, because, you know, there's a four-car battle for the win there, and then the last caution comes out. So just that adrenaline and that trust and that faith that you have in him and he has in you to, you know, whatever happens, you know, you guys are good, and that's the right call.
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussions about how last year went and how we wanted to go into 2026. And a lot of that was about having each other's backs. I'm not going to make the right call every time. He might speed on pit road. We need to be okay with that and have each other's backs and focus forward. And I think that's what we've done really good this year is focus forward. Everything's out the windshield. I think that relationship has grown over the past couple races and really excited to get this win.
Go to Jordan, then to Matt.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. With all of the distractions and other stuff going on surrounding the 54 team particularly, what have the conversations been like with Ty about that and about trying to avoid the distractions?
Yeah, honestly, the distractions have been pretty minimal. We're focused on the 54 car and the 2026 season. I think this points format suits us well. Takes a little bit of that pressure off to win, but it adds the pressure to be consistent, and I think that's what we've done so well this year. As for the outside noise, it's just noise, nothing for us. Focused on the race car.
Go to Matt, then to Bob.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. I might have missed the answer to this earlier. I stepped in late, but is there like a tipping point on the data and analytics when it says we're staying out, or is it just purely do what they don't do? Is it that simple of a calculation?
Not quite that simple. We were discussing over that green flag stint what we would do at any given point. And as the laps wound down and you get the caution, you know you're going to have 7, 8, 9 caution laps for a 15-lap run. I'd much rather have control of the race than be trying to go catch somebody. So that was really the biggest factor in making that decision.
And then a lot will be made of, you know, Ty's growth and the things that he's learned over the last couple of years. For you last year, did you learn anything about yourself and the transitions, the changing of roles, and just watching the team from an outside standpoint? Is there anything positively that you gained out of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a it was a character building kind of year. You know, we were really struggling with performance. You know, a lot of stuff going on in the background that no one really knows. But we were focused on building the program. It wasn't going to be something that got better immediately. I'm a young crew chief, he's a young driver. The team was a little bit of a mess at the beginning of the year, but we were building. You know, and I think that started to show up at the end of last year, the last 8 races or so. So, you know, I think this past month and a half has built confidence in all of us, me especially on the box, Ty in the car, that we can perform at the level that JGR should perform at. So to get this win is pretty cool.
Come up front to Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. What does it say about a driver who does get kind of put out there on old tires to hold off the guys with the tires?
Yeah, it's not our typical call, to be perfectly honest. We like to put Ty on attack, but I didn't think we had quite had the car potential to go and pass those guys with tires. So I'd rather have him be able to establish a gap, which we really didn't get. Blaney was pressing pretty hard, and the 5 was obviously close. So it says a lot about his skill behind the wheel, his craft, and he had to put together a couple of perfect corners there to get that done.
And who needed this more, you or him? For confidence and for like valid, I don't know. Do you feel like either of you needed validation? And what? And does this win provide any of that for either of you?
Yeah, I think Ty needed this. We both needed this. We're a team. We both needed this confidence boost. I've been saying forever, when he gets one, he's going to get a lot. This is just huge for the team. His confidence, and it's been a really good start to the year.
Go next to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Tyler, 2 things. C-Bell was in here yesterday talking about, in his words, what a joy Ty is to be around recently, how his confidence is flowing. But he also said how his input is in debriefs and things now is really starting to contribute to the company. When have you seen kind of that turnaround for you guys of feeling like, okay, we're contributing, like we've hit on things now with our program that is helping everybody else?
Yeah, this past 5 weeks has been really good, and we've noticed more questions from the teammates and asking sort of our philosophy. And as for Ty's feedback, it's something we've been working on. And I think stringing together these top 5s has given him the confidence to speak up in the meetings. When before we were running 24th, and didn't feel like he had a lot to contribute. But he gives really good feedback, and it's been really productive working with the other 3 teams.
I don't know if you would agree, but I feel like there's no such thing, I feel like, as flipping a switch in racing, right? So, but for Ty, when it comes to, as you talk about his maturity, and you mentioned it earlier, like he gets upset like any driver behind the wheel. But when was, if there, you know, the quote unquote switch flipped of, it seems like now behind the wheel, he's not snowballing during races. And that seems to be a very big part of this.
We talked a lot in the off season about how to approach 2026 season. And, you know, he's doing his dirt racing and he just loves driving race cars and he wants it to be fun. And I said, we're going to make this year fun then. And so that's been a huge focus of this team, and it's a really good group. Everyone gets along. You know, we can go to his bus after practice one day, have a couple beverages and hang out. He's having fun right now. And a loose, fun tie is a fast tie.
Tyler, congratulations on the triumph, and good luck next week in Kansas.
Thank you very much.